Good morning. I'm constantly amazed at the sovereignty and the wisdom of God in the little things. I came out of a tradition that was basically Baptist, independent charismatic. And so I came out of a world that didn't have a lectionary, didn't follow a course of reading unless you went and bought a daily book to do daily readings and, you know, devotion type stuff, which was usually just one scripture and a thought about it. And so as I've come into this tradition and learned that we have a lectionary that has readings in it, I'm so constantly amazed at how God did that. And God did in not just in the Bible, but in our lectionary and even devotional books from great people like Oswald Chambers and other people like that. His sovereignty is so far beyond what we grasp that he knew when he spoke to these things into people's hearts to do, and he orchestrated readings to be appropriate for certain moments in time throughout all history. I'm constantly amazed when I look at those, especially when I'm asked to share, and I find, like, that's today in my life. And so the sovereignty of God is constantly keeps being unfolded before me to just realize how much he is so involved in our lives, you know. And I think we need to be reminded of that pretty carefully, you know, time. The scriptures about he knows the hair of our head. He counts the very hair of our head, which in my case is, you know, he can do that on one hand now. And so I'm always amazed at that. And so our lectionary for today, when I knew that I was going to either share, first of the week I was going to share yesterday or today, so I was looking at the lectionary reading for both days to see if the Lord would speak through those. And so then when I found out for sure it was today, then I was like, well, that's great, because that seemed to be the ones that were speaking to me in the beginning of the week. So I'm going to share a couple of real quick things. One of the tools that God's placed in my life lately, and if you've never done and gotten this or this, I highly suggest this. It's called the Passion Translation. Now, I do not like, what is it, thought translation and things like that. I'm a kind of a word-by-word kind of guy. But this is a paraphrase by thought version of the New Testament, and the one that I'm spending the most time is the Psalms. They're just incredible because we have to remember the Psalms were basically the prayer book for the early church, and it was the prayer book before there was ever a church. It was the prayer books that the Jews used. And most of the Jews had large portions of the Psalms committed to memory because they were poetry, and they had put most of them to song. It's easier to remember a song than it is to remember, you know, something like Ecclesiastes or Proverbs. You know, so you get the tune, and it's just in your head, and it stays there for longer periods of time. And so this has been such a blessing to me because it's really made the Psalms come very much alive to me and become much more relevant. So I really highly recommend you get the Passion Translation of the Psalms. What I do with it is I read it first, and I try to listen to the poetry of it and what's being said through the use of the poetic word. And then I'll go back and I'll read it in my Bible and put it to the word-to-word and see how it really works, and it's really been great to me. So anyway, the psalm for the day, having said all of that, boy, I'm going to cut this short, is Psalm 40 for the day. Psalm 40. I waited and waited and waited some more, patiently, knowing God would come through for me. Then at last he bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger. From a desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess I had fallen into. Now he lifted me into a firm, secure place, and steadied me while I walk along his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up within me. Every time I think about how he breaks through for me, ecstatic praise pours out of my mouth, and to everyone, here's how God has set me free. Many will see his miracles. They will stand in awe of God and fall in love with him. Blessing after blessing comes to those who love and trust the Lord. They will not fall away, for they refuse to listen to the lies of the proud. O Lord, our God, no one can compare with you. Such wonderful works and miracles are found with you, and you think of us all the time. With your countless expressions of love, far exceeding our expectations. It's not sacrifices that really move your heart. Burnt offerings, sin offerings, that's not what brings you joy. But when you open my ears and speak deeply to me, I become your willing servant in a body that you prepared, in a body that you prepared for me. So I said, here I am. I'm coming to you as a sacrifice. For in the prophetic scrolls of your book, you have written about me. I delight to fulfill your will, my God. For your living words are written upon the pages of my heart. I tell everyone everywhere the truth of your righteousness. And you know I haven't held back in telling the message to all. I don't keep it in secret or hide the truth. I preach of your faithfulness and kindness, proclaiming your extravagant love to the largest crowd I can find. So, Lord, don't hold back your love or withhold your tender mercies from me. Keep me in your truth, and let your compassion overflow to me, no matter what I face. Evil surrounds me. Problems greater than I can solve come one after another. Without you, I know I can't make it. My sins are so many. I'm so ashamed to lift my face to you. For my grip grabs me and stings my soul until I am weakened in spirit. Please, Lord, come quickly and rescue. Take pleasure in showing me your favor and restore me. Let all who seek my life be humiliated. Let them be confused and ashamed, God. Scatter those who wish me evil. They just want me dead. Scoff at every scoffer and curse them all to be utter failures. Let them be ashamed and horrified by their complete defeat. But let all who passionately seek you erupt with excitement and joy over what you've done. Let all your lovers rejoice continually in the Savior, saying, how great and glorious is our God. Lord, in my place of weakness and need, I ask again, will you come and help me? I know I'm always in your thoughts. You are my true Savior and hero. So don't delay to deliver me now, for you are my God. Psalm 40. What a beautiful psalm. And this man, when he wrote this, he expressed the beauty of what was expressed in the Hebrew language and more in our contemporary language. So just think of that psalm. Go back and read it in your translation, because it does sound different. And some of you may be going, well, that's not the way it doesn't really say that. You'll find that it really does say that. It just says it in different words. It really does pretty much follow what the original psalmist was writing. They just use poetic words sometimes. So, don't miss out on this opportunity with this. Or maybe it's not this, maybe you find a different version that touches your heart in such a way that it causes you to want to express love towards you. And for me, see, that's a very wonderful thing, because of the, what side of the brain is it? This, the analytical side? but because that tends to take over when I'm reading, and I'm like, well, what does that word mean? What does that word mean? How does that mean? You know? And I forget that it's not about what the words mean that I'm reading. It's really about the words in my heart that are stirred up to worship in my heart. That's the purpose. Not that we shouldn't study, not that we should not know every word, every nuance of every word, and that we shouldn't know it in the original Greek or the Hebrew if we can. Because sometimes there's this incredible special meanings there too that we kind of miss in the English translations. But all scripture and all of everything in our creation is meant to draw our hearts to Him, to worship Him, and to cause us to get excited, to praise Him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.